Hi there, and I hope you're having a really lovely weekend and happy Sunday to you. Today I'm going to kick off a new thing that I'm going to be doing every Sunday, which is called Simplistic Sundays. So it's about getting you to focus in on how to make your Sunday a relaxing day, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon or the evening time, and how to set yourself up for the week ahead. Of course, there are certain things that are going to come up in our week that are unplanned or unforeseen. So this is just about trying to get you on track in terms of on top of maybe the tasks you have coming up in the week, connecting in with your emotions, maybe stresses that you've had from last week, and allow yourself to set yourself up that you start on Monday morning and feel a little bit more refreshed and revived. The last week we did cover this element of creating a positive mindset to help us create some more positive things in our life. And well done in getting through the week of that. I did record a beautiful mantra kind of meditation the other day, and you can listen to that as much as you want. And also yesterday, if you haven't had time yet to read through it, I did ask if you could write down or think about a goal that you want to set, one really, really big goal, something kind of outside the box, outside of your comfort zone a little bit. I set a time frame on it and to let me know what it is, and I can kind of check in with you every month. In a way, it kind of gives you accountability to have someone, you know, checking in, but also I want to encourage you and help you if you're stuck in any way with that. So today is just some simple guidance, I suppose, on what you could do to be able to prepare for your week ahead. So the first thing is to actually look at what you've got coming up. So look at your schedule, think about the things each day between Monday and Friday, or even to next weekend if you need to, of things that are coming up in your plans and in your schedule. And when you're looking at all of that, look at the things that you know are going to be pressureful, or maybe your schedule is a little bit jam-packed and you might need to cancel a couple of things or to say no to a few more things. And also look at your week ahead and actually look at where you've scheduled in time for yourself. So remember a couple of years ago, God, it's about 5 years ago now, I was getting some personal training sessions before I got married. And one of the things the girl taught me about was that she wanted me to eat like 5, 6, even 7 times a day sometimes. And she was like, just get your diary out. And I use a paper diary. I know a lot of people are on phone, but I love the paper because I can keep it beside me and with me. And she used to tell me to write in the times where I needed to eat. And she showed me hers. And literally for the week ahead, she would have eat as little reminders. You can even set them up on your phone. And I'm going to get you to do the same thing. So to look at the week that you have ahead, look at the schedule you have, and where are you fitting in your 5 minutes for the daily teachings? Where are you fitting in the 5 minutes just to kind of take a breather? And also, like I said, where are you overpacking yourself or overwhelming yourself, and how can you reduce that? Sometimes we simply just have to say no, cancel things or pull things out of our schedule. So that's the first thing I'd ask you to do. The second thing I think which would be really important for you to do is look at last week. How did your last week go? If it was stressful or overwhelming or negative, why was it like that? And is there any lessons you can take from last week that you can reflect on before you move into the new week? And also the other thing that I would say about this as well is that if you had a positive week and things did go very well, how did that happen? What were the different scenarios that came up or situations that came up to make it better? How were you feeling in yourself? As you're looking forward to your week and reflecting on the week gone by, were there certain things that you promised yourself that you were going to do? And maybe you can bump them into this week. You know, definitely I feel when we're setting goals for ourselves, we have to keep ourselves accountable every week. And this is a really good way of doing it. But we don't have to beat ourselves up if we didn't achieve some stuff. But it is important not to bump it into next week and bump it into the week after and the week after and week after and it never gets done. Making a really conscious effort to do that. But I think if you're analysing your schedule a bit more and, you know, kind of pinpointing the stressors or pinpointing the things that are coming up, you'll have a fair idea of what's realistic for you to achieve. So say there was 5 things you wanted to do last week and you did 4 of them and you're trying to do 4 of them this week, be realistic. Even if you get one of those done, just pop that in your list or in your diary, let's say. I would love you to start some sort of a journal. So whether you have a physical diary or buy a lovely, you know, nice colourful diary that you can keep in your bag, even a small one, and start to kind of pop these things in. Another thing I would say is connect to how you're feeling at the moment. So in this moment in time, after you listen to this audio, maybe write these things down, think about how you're actually feeling at the moment. Because if there's stuff going on for you, maybe that's stressful, hurtful, you may be worried about something, that's going to impact on your mood, that's going to impact on your mindset, what we've talked about all week. And how can you move into a more positive mindset, taking in the teachings from last week's and some of the guidance around that? How can you actually implement that into your week ahead? So I do think I'm actually going to put these in place myself, and I'm going to, you know, keep you updated on how I found the process over the next week. And I'd love to hear some feedback from you, whether you want to contact me directly or put something in the Facebook group if you want to contact me there. But you know, just let's take this time for you every Sunday that you're going to carve out this piece of time that's going to be for you, for looking at your schedule, looking at those overwhelms, because you're guaranteed that something's going to pop up out of the blue that you're not prepared for, that you can't do anything about. But if you've all the other stuff kind of in order as much as is possible, then you'll probably be able to react to maybe those uncontrollable things a little bit better. So I hope you have a really wonderful Sunday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.